What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Live at Flowery Branch, guys. Training camp continues. It's day six. Alabama, stand up. This man is sitting next to us. Look at him. He's smiling. Look at him. He's like, yeah, we was winning. We was doing big things back then. Yeah. Brian Robinson, running back for Atlanta Falcons. And, B, we appreciate you joining us. We got a lot to chop up. But before we do, obviously, what just took place, I know you guys don't probably know anything, but the reports of Jalen Walker being carted off, certainly no Falcon fan, no teammate wants to see that happen.
Not at all. Praying for him. You know, as you can see, we was all down on the knee on the field. Jalen's a great guy, you know, great player. You know, he's going to be a great addition to this team. And, you know, we hate to see that, you know, not only for Jalen, but to any of our brothers.
Hey, big guy, how you like your time in Atlanta so far? And what's your role, man? Obviously, they're going to – we got Bijan, we got you. We think it's a hell of a 1-2 punch.
Well, my time here so far has been amazing. It's been, you know, great meeting the coaches, meeting my players. You know, obviously, it's a new home for me, but the energy has been very high. And for the role for me is to, you know, just get involved and stay involved and help this team, you know, win football games on Sundays.
Physically, man, how you feeling? I mean, obviously, you started in Washington and then, you know, spent, what, I guess a season in San Francisco.
Right.
How are you feeling physically? Because I know that's a big part of – you know, the expectation for you and the physicality that you run with.
Right. Physically, I'm feeling the best I've felt, you know, my whole career, honestly. Obviously, you know how I started my career. So, you know, everything I've done since the start of my career has been, you know, injury plagued. And just to be able to recover and, you know, get myself back to 100% strength now to this point, I feel, you know, 100%.
Have you changed anything with your regimen? I mean, to your point about coming in and having to deal with those injuries, different trainers, different regimen, or you're just like, okay, had a couple of bad luck things happen. How do you view that?
Right. You know, things definitely happened for me the way they did. For me, you know, I just got to stay true to who I am and what I believe in and, you know, the process that's always worked for me. So I just have to continue doing what I have to do personally to make sure that I feel my best so that I can come to work and give my brothers everything I got every day.
Falcons running back Brian Robinson, guys, with us live from Falcons camp. We were looking at the numbers earlier. We were saying, man, you had some good days against us. I know a couple years back, 24-yard touchdown catch.
Look at him smiling.
Yeah,
man.
I know that
evil
one because
smile.
You beat us 24-16 in that one. You had a big run, moved the chains for the 49ers last year. So thanks for not being against us, I guess.
Right. But so we on the same side now.
Right on, man. What do you think of this Stefanski offense and how you fit?
I've been loving it so far. Honestly, just in my career overall, I've been a part of multiple different systems and multiple different coaching styles. So there's nothing really new that he's bringing. It's just all about, you know, just trying to do things the way he want them done. And the system is pretty familiar for me. I'm pretty familiar with, you know, everything he's put in the playbook. So it's not too complicated for me to just, you know, hit the ground rolling.
How similar is it with you being in San Francisco? So Kyle Shanahan obviously was here way back when, in 16 and 17, and he left, and we always talk about the comparisons of these offenses, right, and how similar they are but with little tweaks.
Right.
Is that how you see this offense? I don't want to say it's what San Francisco runs, but, you know, we talk about McVay and Shanahan and even, you know, up in Minnesota with Kevin up there. A lot of these systems look very similar offensively.
Yeah. And to be honest, and I'm sure you've heard this I'm sure you heard this before. This is a copycat league.
Yes.
Right. So a lot of things are repetitive, you know, and the terminology just changed. So, you know, it's a lot of stuff you're going to see that people have similar in all of their playbooks. You know, they might just word it differently so that, you know, other teams can't catch on to the terminology that they use. So a lot of stuff that I'm seeing is things I've saw not only in San Francisco, but I probably saw in Washington as well. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's a lot of familiar stuff.
So coming from Alabama, we always joke around with guys that played in the SEC, and now, of course, the era of NIL. So what would a 1,300-yard rusher with 14 touchdowns have made in NIL money?
That's a $2.5 million evaluation, sir.
Yeah, I was going to say.
$2.5 million.
I wish I made $2.5 million my last year. More like $250,000.
I was going to say, you'd have to take a pay cut coming in the NFL. By the way, we know and talked to a lot of players that played for Nick Saban. Talk about your time at Tuscaloosa, man.
My time at Tuscaloosa was great. You know, Nick Saban came and picked me up from 5 miles down the road. And, you know, I ended up being in Alabama for 5 years. I played in 4 national championships and 3 SEC championships.
Really? You're just going to say it that casually? Like 4 national championships? You got fans here looking at him. That's just so casual.
I played in 4.
You asked me. So I had to
tell you. He's laying it out there.
Being able to win 2 national championships and winning 3 SEC championships, obviously, you know, played in a lot of championship games, so being a part of a lot of championship teams, so that's the culture that I'm, you know, familiar with. I'm familiar with winning.
Right.
And, you know, that's one thing I appreciated about Saban is, you know, he just kept us locked in and, you know, focused, you know, year in and year out. You know, for us to have that amount of success, you know, over 5 years, you know, it says a lot about not only the program, but, you know, Coach Saban as a coach.
You said he came and got you right down the road from down there in Alabama. What was his selling point? Or did he have to?
He didn't really have to sell nothing to me, man. I wanted to be a part of what he was building in Tuscaloosa. And, you know, that's my hometown. You know, I bleed crimson and red. Like, that's, you know, I've been a hometown fan my whole life. So, you know, he didn't really have to do much, but just, you know, give me the opportunity, give me the offer. And that was enough for me. I was like, yo, I'm coming regardless.
Right. Brian Robbins is with us, and one of the things that we do in this offense, I think basically when Bijan is out and you're in, we don't really lose much because you love catching the football, and yards after the catch is your thing too.
Right. And that's something I want to continue to put on film, continue to prove to people how well I can, you know, catch the ball and how consistent I can catch the ball and how much I can average per time I catch the ball. And, you know, I know people don't really look at that stat line when they come to me because they're too focused on all the other things that they're familiar with me doing. So excited to continue to show, you know, what I can do.
Brian Robinson here with us on Dukes and Bell. Guys, Falcons practice, if you're just tuning in, is over. And it's over a little bit early today simply because Jalen Walker is carted off the field, unfortunately. And I know you're making that face in your car, however you're right. Accessing the show right now,
we
going, damn, we're all saying the same thing. We do not know the extent of the injury. But that is why practice was done early today. So hopefully we'll get an update coming up here as Brian Robinson joins us. Man, what are the goals for you this year, man? How do you see things playing out for yourself? I know every year guys come in with goals and you want to achieve certain things. What is it for Brian Robinson?
The goal for me this year, right, is to, you know, help this team, you know, develop a culture that's, you know, winning. And set a standard that's, you know, playoffs are better, you know. And I know I'm not really sure, you know, what's happened, you know, years here beforehand, but, you know, I've been to the playoffs, you know, the last 2 years, so, you know, I don't expect to go backwards. So my goal is to, you know, help this football team win games, and I feel like if I could just help this team win games, you know, week in and week out, you know, my personal goals, they'll take care of themselves by the end of the season.
trying to figure out just who's going to be the starting quarterback. You had a chance to be a part of a really special season with Jaden Daniels.
Right.
His first year. And by the way, what's it like playing? We know Dan Quinn from his time here. How's Sergeant Slogan, man? Did you like playing for Dan?
Dan Quinn was good. He was good for me. Yeah.
But Jaden was something. I mean, again, he's trying to get it back. Took a pick of a back step with the injuries last year. But that was a great, special season with Washington running all the way through the playoffs.
Right. He was. JD is a very special player. Yep.
Well, look, we're looking forward to big things from you. Hopefully Jalen is okay, and
right.
I know we don't want that to overshadow your time with us because we were looking forward to speaking with you. It's just weird that it happened on a day like today. But, Brian, man, we're looking forward for you doing big things for this Falcons team.
Sir.
Give him a big round of applause, y'all.
Thanks, Pete.
Appreciate
you
it.
Brian Robinson, appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much for coming through.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys, it's Dukes and Bell. We are live again at Flowery.
Thanks.
There are a lot of other things going on in and around the NFL. We'll fill you in. I think the biggest thing, obviously, today was Bijan Robinson getting his bag, and we feel really good about that. I think the team feels really good. But you said it. This kind of thing, it just, you know, it's a punch in the stomach, man. It takes the air out of you when you hear one of your young star players is injured. And again, we do not know the extent of it, but it's like, damn, you know?
You know, and look, we don't want to speculate, but you've seen – guys have seen video and it'll probably be on SportsCenter tonight, NFL films, NFL league, I should say networks out here with the league guys. And it's just when you see the player reaction and you see everybody kind of gather together and you know, I mean, it's a serious injury. I mean, that's the thing I think we can all, there's no speculation there. And it just takes the wind out of your sails because we have such high hopes for him building off that rookie season where, again, he was sort of on a pitch count early last year because of some soft tissue injuries. He's a natural leader. He's everything that Kirby puts in the NFL from that first time we interviewed him the day he was drafted. So you hope that he gets some good news, but it's just, as you said, just a gut punch.
Yeah, and the other thing, look, here's the unfortunate part about this. We don't know what's going to happen with James Pierce Jr. still.
No, it's up in the air from the league. Man.
So, you know, look, we're happy he's out here at practice, but there's a reality that, God forbid, Jalen's hurt and maybe out for an extended time, and then JPJ's not with us. That looks completely different on defense.
Yeah, you just lost 16 sacks from the second most sacks in the league last year. Just, it would just be purely real about it.
It looks different than it did last year. And you can talk about all these guys we brought in. Guys, at the end of the day, these are two building blocks that we drafted. And that's why they're here, and you're hoping that they're going to take the next step. But if one is out for an injury and the other may be potentially suspended, which, again, is still out there and we don't know, that's not the way you want to start the season.
Mm.
So hopefully that's not the case. And, again, the James Pierce Jr. situation is going to play out, and the league will at some point let us know. But I just don't want to dismiss that because that's a double down on top of this injury.
Yeah, man, and it just, we said the fans, watching the fans' faces coming down the hill. I mean, it just, it's like, oh, that just happened? I mean, it's just, it's the worst possible thing. We see it, unfortunately, too often around the NFL. We just spent some time last week talking about wanting a natural surface. It's one of those freak accidents.
Yeah.
And especially, as you said, you can't go full contact 2 days in a row, and it's just a day that...
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible.
Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
This shouldn't happen, if we're honest.
All right. We are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Connor Riley is going to join us at 4. Okay, so from Dog Nation, we'll get the latest on the Dogs as they start to get ready for camp. Some college football news coming up. We'll come back. We'll fill in the blanks on what's going on around the NFL. There are a lot of other stories we need to tell you about. But here at Falcons training camp, practice has wrapped up due to the Jalen Walker injury. All right, we're coming back at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.